Jared Gilmore, a good day at the office as far as the Donegal hurlers are concerned. You must be well pleased with that.
Yeah, it was a good overall performance there today. I think we led from the front foot and we didn't look back when we got the lead there the whole game. And it was a good open game of hurling there today, and it's perfect conditions for it. So no better place to be on St. Paddy's Day now, to be fair. And just there today, we've secured Division 2 for next year, and that was the aim for the start of the season. So good day overall, yep, for Donegal hurling.
Now, the first quarter, you know, they started well. I think the sides were 6 points each after about 15 minutes. But that second quarter, they didn't score for 15 minutes, and then you gradually stamped your authority on the game.
Yeah, to be fair now, Mickey and Gabriel sort of drilled that on this all week here training, because we sort of lacked a wee bit against Roscommon last week of the intensity from the forwards. So that was a big improvement there today from the forwards. They defended from the front up, and that seemed to carry through the whole field. London, we just didn't let them breathe there today. And once you put in the hard work in, the hurling takes over when the legs start going. So that's what our aim was today. So it's just all about intensity and getting in their face and not letting them hurl. And thankfully, it paid off there today.
Now, they came out, in fairness, at the start of the second half, got a couple of points, reduced it to 4. But you responded quickly, and the goal really gave you that little bit of a margin then.
Yeah, Lee Ridley got a good spell now, coming out at half-time. I don't know, maybe they got a good wake-up call at half-time, a good chow now, or whatever. But Oisin Grant now, fair play to him, going for the goal, fair, because I was screaming at him to take the point. Point was good at that stage, but to be fair to him now, he's seeing the one thing in his mind, and thankfully that put us back in, settled us a wee bit then, and we drove on from there. Yeah, it was a brilliant goal.
And Liam's McKinney's goal, a great second goal. And then, not to mention, of course, your own performance between the frees and a couple of great points from long distance as well. So you must be pleased with that.
Yeah, just touching on Liam's goal there, I came at a perfect time and sort of killed the game off now. It was a massive breathing point that you could sort of enjoy the last 5 minutes there and express yourself. So it was great. But yeah, I have the responsibility of taking frees there. Didn't go my way last week with frees, and thankfully they did today. And when you're hitting them like that, your confidence was sky high through the game, so you get your range in. And thankfully it all paid off today, and it might not pay off next week now, but thankfully they did today now, in fairness.
So Tyrone next week is what it's looking like. So you know them pretty well, so it'll be a good old battle.
Yeah, I know Tyrone now. We always seem to meet them a couple of times every year now, so luckily they know what we're about and we know what they're about. And there's never nothing between the teams. If you look through the results throughout the years, always a point or two in between it. So again, get the heads down now, choose tonight, and get up the drawing board and get the luck of Tyrone. So.
And finally, as you mentioned, bottom line, you know, Division 2 to look forward to, a new look Division 2 next year, and that, you know, it shows just the continued rise of Donegal hurling.
Yeah, that's where we want to be. You know, you want to be playing at the highest level you can. You want to be learning from the best, you know, like Kerry and Leash and all them boys. So hopefully we'll be in that division next year, as far as I know. So look, that's where you learn. If you told us 10 years ago that we'd be winning Division 2, you're getting promoted up to Division 2, we'd have took the hand off you. And it's not that long ago that we were going up and down from this division. So look, that's where you learn and stuff. So you want to be playing the best, and you want to be putting your best effort in throughout the year, and sort of bringing Donegal up to the next level for the younger generation coming through. So that's what it's all about.